path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Are you stressed out by everything that's going around in the world among us? Does it seem like everyone is stressed out and it's just adding to yours? Are there people in your life that create a lot of drama and you're just tired of it all? Do you want to diffuse the stress and focus on what's good in life? Do you even know where to start? Hi, this is Cheryl, and if you're looking for the tips and the simple steps to help you tune out the stress, that's what this today's show is all about. I don't know about you, but in my case, every time I talk to someone, there's something about what's going on in the world around them or their family, their relationships, their work that just has nothing directly to do with them, but it's taken them to the edge of stress. And today, I'm excited to welcome Rachel Butler as my guest. She's a dear friend, and she's the creator of Auntie Rachel's Tips for Life on Facebook. And with over 160,000 followers, Rachel inspires us and entertains us with her candor and her silliness, and she just helps us see the bright light in this life. So, Rachel, thanks for joining me today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be with you.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you here. So, for those of my audience that may not be familiar with you, tell them how Auntie Rachel came to be.
That's a good question. I started out because I always have something to say about something with my friends. They'll post things, they'll want to know things, and I just needed one place to put it all. And the Auntie Rachel part came because with my aunt, I was talking one day and was lamenting that I was never going to be an aunt, or at least not for a long time, since my siblings are all lots younger than me. And she said to me, well, Rachel, we'll just start calling you Auntie Rachel. And I thought, wow, that's genius. And it also made me think of the power of being an auntie. So, poof, there it was, Auntie Rachel.
And isn't it fun? Because the aunts of the world, you know, they're not your parents, so they don't necessarily have that kind of control on you, but they bring the fun side. I'm the fun aunt or the fun uncle. I'm the one that brings that joy into person's life. So I think it's just a name that absolutely fits you. And every time I read something on your Facebook page, I just have to smile. And I think that's what you so bring to us, is the ability to look at life and smile and be happy again. So your being here is the perfect for all this stress that's going on in the world. And you have probably one of the best and my favorite tips of the world of what you can do when you're realizing that all the stress on the media and, you know, the news, the radio, everywhere you turn is stressful. Tell everyone what that simple tip is.
Well, the first thing that I say is, with all the bombardment of 24-hour news, you've got to be able to tune it out and have a plan. And my first thing is unplug. Turn off the news. Turn off your devices, whatever gizmo you're on at this point. Turn it off. And then
it drives you crazy.
Oh, it's constant. And we're in a world now where it's not just the evening news anymore. It's 24 hours. And we're not just on TV. We're on computers and tablets and phones. And so you'd need to be able to take a break and to stop the influx of that negativity.
It is funny as you say this, because my history, and I, you know, I'm very proud of this, and people look at me like I'm crazy, but I have never been the kind of person that listens to the news. I don't watch it. I don't listen. I don't turn. And I haven't for decades. And some people may sit there and say, well, then you don't know what's going on in the world. But we can look if we want to. If, you know, first of all, someone's going to tell us if something major important happens.
That's
our phone's going to light up. They're going to walk and knock on our door. Something will happen. But we don't have to allow that to come into our homes and our lives constantly, because that constant stress wears us down.
It really does. And I think that, you know, and especially when there's a big news story, we have this tendency to want to consume every bit of information about it. And that's just not a good place for us to be. So I think the way to do that is limit. If you're a political junkie like I can be, or a news junkie, I limit myself. When I say twice a day and for a short bit of time, that's all you need if you really want the information. Otherwise, let it go. Who needs it?
Well, isn't it true? And especially these days, it seems like the big news story is whatever someone decides to talk about today, because every single day there is some breaking news story. And then the truth of the matter is, it really isn't anything new. And it's not necessarily anything that affects us immediately. So why get consumed on what's going to happen and, you know, what's next in this fear, when, like you say, you can tune it out except for that time you allot yourself. So you can go in and explore it if you want to, but limit yourself. I just think that that is a fabulous idea. And I've got to say, as I read this, as you started talking about it, this doesn't just mean world news or U.S. news or anything like that. I remember when I lived in Texas and I hadn't been there very long, and I had the weather on, and kind of like the storms that are going on right now. And, you know, everyone's talking about these bomb blasts of Arctic cold. And the more they talk about it, the more stressed you get.
Yes. Yeah.
It is. Have you had that where you are? I mean, you're sitting there in what's really cold weather. I'm sure you're experiencing that too.
We are. It has been, we've had record number of hours, they said on the news, of freezing temperatures, which we haven't had in over 2 or 3 decades. I'm a Northern California girl. This is not my jam at all. So I'm freezing. But don't you love the names that they come up with? These like crazy Arctic blizzard, you know, tornado. What I mean, they come up with crazy names for them.
They called one a bomb, and it's like, this is truly the term that they use, and it's like, we really need that kind of stress in our lives. I kind of think of it as, yeah, it's bitter cold, colder than it's ever been, but I don't need to think about the explosion, the bomb, or anything else, because that's just more stressful.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, we know it's cold outside. You just have to look out there and see the icicles on everything and go, ooh, those haven't gone away for a lot of days.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and I'm in Portland, Oregon. It's 45 degrees. Oh, it's kind of nice.
Nice. I'm jealous. One of the things I tell, we've been talking about it on the page a little bit on the cold, is I always say, stay warm, stay safe, cuddle up, and enjoy the cold weather. Read a book. Take the time to watch a favorite movie. Cuddle with your sweetheart. Cuddle with your fur babies. So you can always turn it around as long as you're safe.
Well, and that's exactly true. And I think that's just a really perfect idea, because we can then focus on all that's good in our lives instead of everything else going around us that may not affect us at this given moment or for days or months or years. We can focus on the right now, because that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. You're absolutely right.
I'm thinking I'll take my cats cuddled up on my lap. Yes, I'm a cat person. I know you are too.
I am.
Get my cats cuddled up, sit in front of a fireplace, put my feet up, and, you know, read a book or do nothing but enjoy the moment that we're in. And we lose sight of that when we're focused on everything that's going on around us.
We do. And I think that those are, and what's better than cuddling? Especially with your babies. It's the best.
Okay, I have to do it with my fur baby since my husband's gone, but I get it. I do understand.
Well, they're a little bit less complicated sometimes, so maybe it's a good, so that's okay thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be what it is. As Jack would say, it is what it is. So it's like, yeah, okay, I'll just live with my cats. I sure as heck don't want to break in another man. There we go. Okay, so we're moving off because that's not a subject for today's show. So you and I, everything that we do is on social media. So I like when you say, okay, don't make a constant diet of it. Talk about that tip a little bit.
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking is, you know, unplug from, you know, TV and the world and news, but also unplug from social media because it can be a drain also in terms of, you know, either when a big story breaks or if somebody's being, you know, on your wall and being sort of negative, or it's just, it can be a drain suck too. So, you know, limiting your social media time is a good idea. But if you can't go cold turkey, which for some of us, you know, it's hard to do, then seek out the positive that's on social media because there's a lot of it. There are inspiring pages. There are people that you know on Facebook or on other social platforms that are that make you feel positive. So you can do that as well if you can't just stay off completely. Because for some of us, that's, you know, our way of interacting. So, you know, make it positive, though. Deliberately make it positive.
Well, for those of us like you and me who started out our pages to bring more positivity into the world, and now, how long has Auntie Rachel been operating on Facebook? 2010, right?
Yes, I couldn't believe it when we were talking about that. Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's been 10 years already, and I mean, started out, and I would be so excited to have 35 page likes.
Yes,
and then. Somehow you discovered me and shared me, and I got over 100 new page likes, and I was thrilled. And it's just grown since there and changed, and I've learned a lot and I've met some incredible people through my Facebook page, and I've actually had the opportunity. I don't know if you've had this opportunity, but I've had the opportunity to meet them in person.
Yeah,
and that's a wild. Wild thing. So, you know, it's, again, back to the positivity of that. Some of those people have been through the page and also have positive pages that have been good to meet in person.
And we link all that together because I know when I started, the number of pages that I knew were positive, I could count on one hand. And I the mission for me was to share other positive pages. And that's how I got going and started. And now when you look around, and I love the fact that you can limit your feed to what you want to see, you can set that up to make sure what feeds into you is positive and inspiring and encouraging, or fun and silly and crazy. The types of stuff that make you feel better, not drain you from all the stress of the world. I think that's really important. And I love that you do that in your page. It just, and silliness is something that I look at your page and I go, I just have to laugh at this. This is so hysterically funny. And we bring that in our own separate ways because everyone needs that positivity differently.
Absolutely. That's true. And I love the fact that the positive pages are growing in number on Facebook. Yeah. And you can really search out and find them now. And I share other positive pages as you do. So, you know, they're there. They're really there if you just look. And whether they're silly like I can be or they're steps for actual real change like you do, they're there.
It's all, you know, I think that, and this is the one thing, because the subject we're talking about is the stress of the life around us and how to truly tune it out. And what makes the world different is what we choose to focus on. So if we want to focus on the nightly news, of course, we're going to be stressed out. It's stressful. But if we're going to focus on, oh, wow, look at this. Good News Network is one of those that I read all the time because they've got so many positive things, from people to animals to what's going on in the world that's good. And this has always been my complaint about media, and I'll limit that complaint to right there, is they focus on what's bad, and we get the feeling that's truly what our world's like. But when you see pages like this on Facebook and what you and I are doing, so many others, you realize there's so much more good in this world than there ever is bad. It's just bad cells. And we don't have to buy into it. We can just take our buying power and go elsewhere.
That's absolutely true. I love the Good News Network too. And I search out, especially if I'm needing an extra boost of positivity, I will search out for good news stories because it gives you that boost of happiness. And it's, you know, you can take it with you. It inspires. It's good stuff.
It gives you hope for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And it's just amazing. Well, talk a little bit, because we've been talking about things that we can turn off. We can turn off the news. We can limit our social media. But there's positive things. Once we turn all that off and it's time to bring the positive in, okay, in front of the fireplace with the cats or cuddling or whatever, but there are other things that we can do to bring positivity in it. So give the audience another tip of what you recommend people to do.
I love creating a playlist for myself. You can use, there are several ways that you can do that, whether you have your own MP3 and your own music, or you go to Pandora. I use YouTube, and I have a playlist that's my positive playlist. It's songs that make me feel strong, make me feel happy. And it can be anything. I mean, for me, one of the songs I use is that song by Desiree, You Gotta Be. It's, you know, I don't know if you remember that song, You Gotta Be Strong, You Gotta Be Tough, You Gotta Be Wiser.
Yep.
And I play that at, turn up the sound volume, play it loud, bounce in my chair and sing it off key, probably at the top of my lungs. But it makes me feel good.
And isn't that so simple? I mean, it truly is. Now, granted, I'm not sure I want any witnesses when I'm singing, but it does. I know that, and this will sound crazy, I've been singing this song for years, and it's an oldie goldie. It's Travis Tritt. It's A Good Day to Be Alive. And I know that even while Jack was going through his cancer treatment, I would sing that song because there were so many good things going on in my life. Yes, was there crap going on? But you know what? It was a good day to be alive. And I still sing that song, okay, without witnesses, preferably in the car. And it just, you know, or Pharrell Williams, Happy. How could you not feel better with
number two on my playlist?
Like
It really is. Yes, I love that song. That's a perfect kind of song. And I was talking to my my mother-in-law about the show last night, and her song that she told me was Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh.
Yeah. Classic.
That, you know, that's one. Now, that's an oldie goldie one, and I remember that. I remember when that one came out. I know I'm going to date myself. But we have these songs that always just Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, another great one. Perfect. I'm going to add that to my list. That's a good one. I've forgotten about that one.
What's the one Justin Timberlake has out? Not the new one. The one before that. It's like, all I want to do is dance when I'm listening to that song. It's probably been out for a good year.
Yeah,
now.
I'm an oldie too. I, you know, so, pop culture, not.
I know, you know, I'm really not necessarily into pop culture, but it's funny at my age, and I'm going to be 63. I found that when I listen to younger artists, I get a new perspective. And my latest song that makes me happy, and people are going to think I'm crazy, is I will listen to Ed Sheeran's new song that's called Perfect, and the song that he does with Andrea Bocelli.
Love him.
It, is amazing. And no, I'm not sitting here in a relationship anymore. And people would think, doesn't that depress you because he's talking about love? It's like, no, it's a song with hope. And he does it, it's called Perfect. He does it on mainstream, which is just him. He's got a version with Beyonce. He's got one with Bocelli. So if anybody out there listening is looking for that song to just feel good with, think of how much more that truly is going to change the environment that you're in because you're surrounding yourself with happiness and with joy. I think that's a wonderful tip for people. Okay, share another one.
Well, another thing you can do is, I think we were talking about, you have to be proactive sometimes about your happiness and your positivity. So make a list, an actual list, and tape it to either your fridge or above your computer or even on your bathroom mirror of 5 to 10 activities that you know lift your spirits.
And okay, what are your top two?
Singing for me is one of my top two. I've actually been singing since I was 2 and really love to sing. So that's one. Now don't laugh, but blowing bubbles.
What fun. That is awesome.
It never, ever fails to lift my spirits. I have probably 2 or 3 bottles of bubbles on my desk at all times.
And how do your cats and how does your cat react to your bubbles?
They all have a slightly different reaction. Some like to chase them and pop them. The others, my oldest, just can't be bothered. And then she just can't be bothered. And then one of mine is just perplexed and has really just stops and stares at me like, what are you doing? So it's kind of a different reaction.
But awesome, though. So something that you have on your top two things that lift you up, there's this additional benefit because you get a kick out of watching your pets just go and have fun, too. And what's better? I'm sorry. You know, we're pet people. You and I are. But, you know, we watch those videos of the funny cats and the funny dogs. I can't help but laugh.
They're great.
As much as some of them are a little, okay, this has all been put together, but it's just so hysterically funny.
They are.
What a great way to be able to laugh and lift yourself up. And what I like about all of your tips, and this is cool, is we notice that none of this costs us a single cent. These are just choices of how we choose to create the environment around us.
That's really true. And in thinking about tips, when either on my page or in thinking about talking with you tonight, I really was conscious about that because they shouldn't have to cost anything. That can be prohibitive for some people. So it was important for me to think about things that don't cost money. I mean, some of them, you know, some things might cost a little bit, but like a bottle of bubbles, though, 99-cent store. How bad is that, you know?
But how simple is that? And, you know, I know that there are creative people out in our audience that can give us a do-it-yourself bubbles recipe that costs even less. So those that are creative with those types of things go, wait a minute, I can make my own bubbles. That would actually be fun.
I like that idea. If anybody wants to, please post the recipe on my wall or on Auntie Rachel, because I would love to pass that along. That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be fun? That would be cool. Well, and then the other thing that we talked about, which I think is very important, is also, you know, we're focusing on all the things that make us happy, but simple things like helping someone else, that also takes away from all of our stress and helps somebody else that's going through stress.
I agree. And it's interesting that you say that because I don't know if you or your listeners do this, but you know, on Facebook, they have the On This Day portion. I have wonderful Facebook friends who will post things to me, whether it's a good morning anytime anybody sees a pink Converse Chuck, it gets posted on my wall, which I love. I'm a big pink Chuck girl. But you can do that. That's one of the things that you can do for other people as well. You know, send them something that you think that they'll love, a funny joke, a picture of a flower. It takes no time at all, but means the world to them. And that means, and because their reaction will be so great, you're going to feel great.
You feel great too. Yeah. You know, it's funny when I work with a business partner, and Kathy used to drop hugs off on my wall all the time. Just stop by to give you a hug. And that always made me feel good. And it was years later that she and I actually started working together, but I never forgot that kindness. So, well, Rachel, you're not going to believe this, but we're about to run out of time. So before we go, tell the audience how to get to Auntie Rachel.
I'm on Facebook at Auntie Rachel's Tips for Life. And if you just put it in the search bar, you can find it. But I know, Cheryl, you'll probably link it to the show.
Yep.
And Auntie Rachel's Tips for Life.
Awesome. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for being here. It has flown by, but I've thoroughly enjoyed you sharing Auntie Rachel's Tips for Life, and I know my audience has too. So, it's been fun to think about all the positive things that we can do to wipe out the stress. So thank you for being here.